USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden said this morning he continues to believe Russian President Vladimir Putin will go through with an invasion of Ukraine within days. U.S. intelligence says at least 7,000 additional Russian troops have headed to the Ukrainian border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We've also seen a continued problematic, troubling buildup of troops at the border and surrounding Ukraine.
Biden continues to tell reporters the threat of an invasion is still extremely high. Applications for U.S. unemployment benefits rose last week by 23,000 to 248,000, according to the Labor Department. About 1.6 million Americans are still collecting jobless aid this week, and first-time applications for jobless aid, which generally track the pace of layoffs, are back down to pre-pandemic levels. The overall unemployment rate rose to just over 4%. This is USA Radio News.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, put it in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Texas National Guard troops at the border are unionizing. And with that story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
Texas National Guard troops deployed to the border under Operation Lone Star have become the first state active duty troops to unionize. And they're seeking to capitalize on the Justice Department's declaration that Guard troops can do so. The Texas State Employees Union's Military Caucus is scheduled for its first meeting next week. The Army Times reported that, among other things, it will address difficult working conditions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is now admitting that it's time for the U.S. to start inching back toward normality despite the remaining risk from COVID-19. In an exclusive interview with Reuters, Fauci states that the U.S. is facing tough choices in their efforts to balance the need to protect their citizens from infections and the growing fatigue with a pandemic that is dragged into its third year. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates jumped again this week, approaching levels not seen since before 2019. The average rate on a 30-year loan reached 3.92%, up from the 3.69% last week. The Federal Reserve has signaled it will begin the first in a series of interest rate hikes in March, reversing pandemic-era policies that are contributing to high inflation levels not seen since the early 1980s. The Labor Department also reported last week that consumer prices jumped by over 7.5% last month compared with 12 months earlier, the steepest year-over-year increase since February of 1982. And the price of a new home has jumped about 14% in the last year and as much as 30% in some cities. The People's Convoy, the United States trucker protest against COVID-19 mandates, will be hitting the road next Wednesday. Maureen Steele, the national organizer of the event, spoke to Newsmax.
We're leaving on February 23rd. And, you know, we would really love a huge turnout from our California truckers. Please go to the site, thepeoplesconvoy.org, and sign up. We have about 1,000 trucks right now, and we'd love to have more.
Steele said the organizers have set up a website where truckers can register, including their license plates, so they know exactly who's in the convoy and to make sure it's going to be a safe ride. She confirmed stops in Arizona and Texas, but said other stop locations will be announced as the convoy moves through the country toward Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.